It's Hashem. It's chus to learn Torah and freedom in this wonderful country on a Sunday morning. Chazdei Hashem. Everything in the world we have. Baruch Hashem. All we need is the Mashiach. Sir Rabbi Isai, we are still in the middle of, we've been in the middle of the 13th Cheshbon here for a while. And again, the Chavis Lubavis is trying to emphasize how a person, last time we were learning about putting more effort into fixing up our neshamas, more important than our guf. Truth be told, that's actually the end of the 12th meditation. But we overlapped a little bit. And the 13th meditation is the cheshbon we should make. The person should realize that whatever we do, we are still, our actions are not in consonance with our knowledge. And we really know more, and we really, in our heart of hearts and brain of brains, know that we have a lot more we can do for the Ribbono Shel Olam, but we are not pushing ourselves to do it. And I told you this mashal a few weeks ago, and here it is here actually, I jumped ahead, and it is here in the 13th Cheshbon, the mashal of the servant to whom the master gave a plot of land, and he gave him enough seed to plant it entirely. So let's say he gave him 100 acres of land and 100 bushels of seed, which will adequately cover the entire land mass. But the servant is a very good farmer, but he decided he's going to put all his kaychas in the 50 acres, but he has 100 bushels, so 50 bushels he plants in the ground, and the other 50 he eats up and enjoys. Ultimately, the king comes to survey the land, and this servant is merely working for the king, and he gets just minimal. But he's not supposed to do this. He has no right to make his own decisions. So the servant shows him what he did, and the 50 acres have grown beautifully, mind you. But the king says, what happened to the other 50 acres? And what happened to the other 50 bushels of wheat seed that I gave you? He says, I was so busy with these 50. I was busy consuming the other 50 bushels of wheat. I need something to eat. I had no time for the other 50 acres. King says, I'm sorry, you're going to have to be fired. You did a nice job on the 50, but you're mamash a loser. Half of what I gave you, you didn't do properly. 50 is fallow, and 50 you misappropriated. So not only did you cause a loss for me that 50 acres are wasted, but you misappropriated 50 bushels of seed for yourself, and it's totally inappropriate. You're a thief, you're a ganav, you're a criminal, and you'll do to be punished as well. So he says, actually the mashal is so simple, but we think about it. We always are focusing on the few good things that we do for the Ribbono Shel Olam. We do them very, very well. And because we do them very well, we figure, it's fine. But it's not going to work that way. Hashem is just that we haven't come to the day of judgment yet. Day of judgment comes, Hashem says, Shabbos you did very well. You were very Jewish on Shabbos. You took it very nice on Shabbos. And Friday night you did very well too. But Shabbos on lunch already, you were falling asleep already, you didn't do Shabbos lunch. I did a great time Friday night. Friday night was a great meal. Torah, everything. But Shabbos in the morning, I had to zip through it, and then Shalosh Shuras, forget about it. And Shalosh Shuras, I'm like, Goyer Shalosh Shuras. And who can't, Malava Malkin for it? Malava Malkin, that's for Hasidim. I think that's a Hasidic minig, Malava Malkin. No, that's Hungarian minig, actually. Malava Malkin. It's not for Hasidim, right? It's not in Shulchan Aruch. It's not in the Gemara, Shabbos, that you must, Yechayiv, to make Malav Malka. No, that's it's a chumrah. No, so Hashem, there's four meals for Shabbos. So you did Friday night, great. What happened to the rest of Shabbos? And how about the rest of the week? So we're focusing again on, we have our blind zones, we're focusing on the few things we do very well. Friday night's a real show. Oh, did we do a good show on Friday night? It's not a very nice the Friday night tish. We do Gaval, and we even have the table set from Thursday night already. Let the rabbi make sure he's set up on Thursday night. And this we do Gavaldik, and it's so great. But there's a whole Shulchan Aruch. I gave you a brain for those Shulchan Aruch, said the Rebbe. I gave you the heart. You just can't be selectively Orthodox, S-O, selectively Orthodox, and choose what you want. Right? There's this rabbi now. He makes great Moschitim appeals. And he thinks he's a great rabbi because he makes such great moschitim fields. He's a great rabbi, you know. He doesn't do anything else. That's all he does. So he thinks he's going around glory the whole year. He's parading around pompous oath that he is. I'm a great rabbi. I'm the best appeal maker in the world. But what about everything else? Come on, you're teaching enough Torah, you're learning enough, you're depositing enough shilas to get, you're checking the people up, you're doing your job. And there's a lot of other things besides this one successful thing you do. Chavitim says, make the cheshbon now, because if you don't make the cheshbon now, the Rebbeinu Shel will make it for us after 120, or maybe Rosh Hashanah this year, and Hashem will look in our books and say, you know, these people, I gave them a lot of time, a lot of energy, a lot of resources, and they just didn't use them properly. I'm going to have to take it back. So it may not wait till 120. It might, this Rosh Hashanah already, it might already come to haunt us. That is the cheshbon, he says. And that's the din of the cheshbon. That's the famous din of the cheshbon. So don't be mavan, and then he says, and that there retnach, so a person, so you hear the guy already, he's putting all his kaichas in the Friday night. It's gewaltig. He puts his kaichas in the Friday night meal. Terrific. So it's still a taina. What happened to the rest of the week? What happened to the rest of Shabbos? Ver etnach, says the Chavos Lubavitch, if the reason why we didn't have any time and money and koyach left over for the rest of Shabbos or for the rest of the week is because we're wasting our time with Maestris, and with a Friday lunch, we decide that the right thing to do for, I have no time to really spend time on the lunch because I got to read the New York Times. And I start to catch up, and I start to see a pile of Sunday Times book reviews from actually 4 weeks already. I had no time to be, so the best time is Shabbos afternoon. You know, there was a whole family in Israel. There was a family where the father was a Yerushalmi, somewhat, dressed in the old fashioned way. All his sons went off the derech. One became a conservative rabbi, and one became a lecturer in the theological seminary, and all his kids were strange birds and worse than that. They were way, way far away. It was such a pella. And once this particular son wrote an article someplace which was brought to my attention about what his father Shabbos is like. Here's a Yerushalmi, mind you. But like they say in Yiddish, and Moshe used to use this, this in Litton, when they wanted to say somebody was really a hypocrite, he was two-faced, they said, "You seid gegoldet unter the board. You're shaven under your beard. Yeah. Under the beard, you're shaven. You're clean-shaven." So this fellow, the son, said, "Oh, my father, wow, his only Shabbos was," this you understand, is in, you're talking about during the British Mandate, the sons of the derech already in the 50s and the 60s. Our father, his biggest only Shabbos was having a bag of papitas and catching up on the London Times, all the old back issues of the London Times he had to read, and that was his only Shabbos. So, if that's what the father's only Shabbos is, catching up on the old London Times, he says, "Shalmi read," you know, then that's what he's doing. I mean, you know, that's Meister, says the Chavos Lubavitch. So, if you're wasting your time on other stuff, then Bechlal, you're in big trouble. It's easy. Even if you're spending too much time, you're putting yourself, you're doing real slow on one of the Peter Prince. You have a lot of time, so you'll put it all into this one mitzvah, and you're not, you know, and the time will be used to expand to the project. If you put your project, the only thing you have to do is one thing, when there's really a lot of mitzvahs to do, you'll be able to put your kaiachs in one mitzvah and spend the whole week on this one mitzvah, but it's still not sufficient. The Rebbeinu Shel is not happy. He gave his time and kaiachs for more than this one great mitzvah. But certainly, he says, if you're wasting your time on maestros, and the reason why you couldn't prepare for Shabbos properly is because you're up late Thursday night watching a television program or a video. So it's not gonna, doesn't work out, doesn't stim. So there's people I know, they have nice television sets in their house, and then when they feel like they watch television with the kids that they're so worried about, but they're learning, all learning is nothing. I said, you can learn more. And you're learning Vertlich, and you keep learning Shas. What are you learning Vertlich for? You keep learning Shas. You're learning harder things. You're not using your brain enough. And also you're filling your brain with shtus and narishkeit and the time you're watching the television. But it's bechaper, all that you think you're learning. So you're learning 5 hours a week, 10 hours a week, 15 hours a week. But you can learn 40 hours a week. It's really not enough. It's not enough for you. If you have more time and you're wasting your time, you're wasting 5 hours, even 5 minutes on the videos and on the television, it's no cheshbon. And it's going to come back to haunt you. So, a person who wastes even a little bit of his strength and his mind on unnecessary things which you can live without them. You won't have the koyach when you really need it for important things. I keep that in mind whenever the Yetzirah wants me to go down the hill. And it's very important. You got to buy the times. You just got every. It's an El Tali. Once a week. Once a week you have to catch up on the news. If you go down over there, that gas station over there by Wesley Kosher, so you get the times once a week. You got to see what's going on. There was a bomb in there. It's the Shem Shemayim, of course. You have to see what's going on. The latest bombs. Rechman Litzlan. You got to see what's going on. You know, a rabbi has to be worldly a little bit. You have to know what's going on in the world. And the Yetzer wants me to go up, South Park, he wants to go straight down to 306 and make a left turn over there to get that New York Times. But then the Yetzer Tov gets me, no, don't do it, turn the wheel to Ash Street, go home, don't go there. So, Baruch Hashem, I usually win, but I'm losing, so if 5 minutes wasted reading the paper is 5 minutes too much. But then, of course, the Rebbe has another way to get us. He has the Ated, the Namodia. And you get the news roundups over there. You get all the news there. You don't need the New York Times. Believe me, it's better. It's clear in the Ated, the Namodia. Who the heck cares anyway? Do I have to know how Sharon and Barak? What do I need? It's Darish and Shtus Vehevel. Because next week the political scene is going to change anyway. So who cares? What difference does it make that Sharon spoke to this guy and that guy? What's the difference? It's so stupid. It's so ephemeral. So unnecessary. So he puts it in the Kasher Yated. I wouldn't read the Jewish press. No way. So, but such a rag. Nah, I only read the Chashuva, classy, from Yated and Hamadiya. But you have to have both. My wife's going to say, Yated long is enough. You got to get the Hamadiya. Saying two from papers now in the house. I got to get the news from two angles. And just sitting there. It's kosher, you know. It's Torah in there. But it also gets us distracted. So he says, listen. The Chavzov, he's relentless, this Chavzov of us. I would love to hear a shmooze from him. He keeps on going. He says, well, don't give me terutzim, he says. I know you have excuses. He says, if it'd be like this, Elu, he says, maybe you have terutzim, he says. Like he says, if I would only get to the Madrega, that I'd be so much money, then I would learn all day. But I can't rabbi, I'm still struggling for a living. Rabbi, come on, leave me alone. If I was like him, if I had that cushy job like him, then I would do what you say. Rabbi, I'm with you all the way. And anybody who relies on such excuses and apologies, he is mamish in the hands of the Yetzirah. And he goes under a category which he discussed earlier called Kat Hamamashkin the Mes Hashem. This is the Chavis Levavis of Lechidish, the cult of those who want guarantees from God. You hear it? The God guarantees they want. Kat hamamashkin es Hashem. What's a mashkin? A mashkin means that I'll only lend you money if you give me a security, if you give me a pledge, if you give me, I'll lend you money, Mr. Brownfield, if you let me have your wife's diamond ring, a security that the $2,000 I'll lend you will get paid. So I'm taking a security, taking a mashkin. The only way I'll do it, I want security, I want guarantees, I don't trust you. So the kind of mashkin is that the people don't trust God. They say, if God would give me the money already in advance, I have a nice parnasa, then I would go ahead and be an elechayit. But meanwhile, I'm still struggling, so God, you take the first step. I want some guarantees. I want security, God. He says, these guys, it's a cult. That's the whole challenge of life. The bitachon doesn't mean that God has to give us securities. Bitachon, we're secure in God's promises, not in God fulfilling the promises. Bitachon means that God's going to take care of us. Don't worry about it. Bitachon doesn't mean I have to see it. As we're going to learn in the Gemara today in Chelek, where the fellow only believed when he saw, so the rabbi destroyed him. He says, you only ilmali risi l'amanta. If you wouldn't see with your own two eyes, you wouldn't believe. That's not called belief, that's called seeing. So, by Goyim, it's seeing is believing. Seeing is believing, it's true. But both it's Ripley's believe it or not. It's, you have to believe it or not. You don't have to see it. You have to believe it without seeing it. Seeing is not believing by us. So this is called the Kat Hamamashkin as Hashem, which he said, I already told you about in Shaar Bitochen, which I'm sure everyone remembers from way back then. So he says, don't look for excuses. All excuses mean, what does an excuse mean? Excuse means that I want better terms. An excuse means that I demand from God better terms, and since the terms weren't my way, I'm excused. He says, excuses are not. I learned this a long time ago. I'll tell you when I first had my first job, so I came with a lot of excuses why I wasn't doing it right. So the person who was sort of training me, he said, listen, You're a very bright fellow. You're very intelligent. And you've proven to me very well that you can come up with good excuses. So it's great. You are a great excuse maker. You're very creative. And your excuses are wonderful. But you haven't done anything, Lamaisa. But the fact is, the job has not been done. So the job is not to make excuses. The job is to get the job done. And you're just a great excuse maker. And that's a lesson I did not forget. You'll excuse me. But that is... Now, I didn't say pardon me, mind you. Because you know the joke of that one, right? So, Bekitzer, so excuses are not acceptable. Because he says, he brings the Gvalda Kapasha, the Apostle of Mishnah. He says, Yodua lecha, she terutzim einam poitrin oisam in aina. She says, terutzim will not exempt you and exonerate you from punishment. Like Shlomo Melech said about the Ganav. Apostle of Mishnah, the Ganav says, lo yavuzu la Ganav. Kiyignov lemali nafsho, kiyirav, benimti yishalim shiva soyim. Shlomel says, he says, a ganav, people they excuse for him, because they'll say, he was economically challenged and deprived. He came from a bad background. You have to forgive him for murdering and stealing, because he came from the black ghetto, and he was brought up that way, a single parent, no mother, and he never knew a father, and he was economically challenged, and the poor guy, what do you want from him? Why is he so? Of course he dealt in drugs. What do you want from the guy? He has a lot of excuses. He's only, you white hunky judges, you're judging this poor African-American kid, Nebuch. You know, his Zayda was brought here on a slave ship. That's all your fault, you whites. You ruined him, you whites. You guys should go to jail, not this poor, deprived Afro-American little boy. He's a lot of excuses. I see him tugging your heartstrings. You're ready to be willing to pardon him, right? That's right. For the right price. But the kitzer says, Shlomo Melech, people, there's a chesh like that. The guy stole because he's hungry. The guy has no... You have a tie on him stealing your car? You have three Porsches and two BMWs, and he has nothing. So it's a tie on this poor black ghetto kid who sees your Jaguar and wants to steal your Jaguar? You have five other of those cars. You know it doesn't make a difference to you. So we're not going to blame him for stealing. I think, it's not even fair. I think the kid should go free. He stole the car. He went to a nice, rich, upper Saddle River, one of the, our neighbors over here. He used to be the highest per capita income in America. Now it's Muncie, Wesley Hills. But it used to be that there was upper Saddle River. Now it's upper Wesley Hills. And the guy stole a car. What does a car mean in Upper Wesley Hills? It means nothing. They have loads of them, right? People they told someone, just tell me they had three accidents in 2 months. They told them all the time, cars. Cars are like, plastic cups. You just dispose of them, no problem. So the poor black kid, he can't afford a model car. So he stole the car. What do you want from him? So Shlomo says, you shouldn't disgrace this ganav, that he's a thief. He's not a thief. He was economically deprived. He has 20 excuses why he did it. It's not fair. But no, the truth is, nimtza yishalim shivasoyim, in the end, he'll pay big time. He'll pay much, much more than he stole, because there's no excuse for crime. And in the end, the criminal will destroy himself. And you can't give criminals excuses and say, well, you'll buy into that kind of a thinking that there's an excuse for everything. And that's the whole system today. And everyone's willing to give excuses today. You think about it. I just dawned upon me. I mean, it's pashut. I just realized it. Mama should just ask. That's why our former sleazy president was giving so many pardons. Because he wants to be pardoned. That's all. That's pashut. Then the bigger the criminal he pardons, he himself wants that people rachmanis. So by having that, besides the money he got, forget about that. But the guy, Poshet, everybody, the reason why people today are willing to forgive other people so quickly, and they're so cavalier and so liberal, liberalness comes because it says, I want to pamper myself, so I'm willing to pamper other people. So I can have an excuse for pampering myself. And the parents who pamper the kids, it's only because they're really pampering themselves. They feel guilty. How can I pamper myself without pampering my kid? So they pamper their kids because they don't want to discipline their kids. Why don't parents discipline their kids? Because they don't want to be disciplined themselves. So So they have a big hard time disciplining their children. How can I discipline? I'm not disciplined. I'm a vildachaya. I do whatever I feel like. My mouth, I shoot off all the time. I do what I want. I say what I want. I go where I want. I want to pamper myself. I don't want to be disciplined. So how can I discipline my kids? I mean, I just can't do it. It's hypocritical. The kid's not going to tell me to my face. I'm a hypocrite. So that's why today discipline is so difficult. That's why everyone's so liberal. Because we treat others like we want to be treated ourselves. So Shlomo Melech says, don't buy into this business that you're going to forgive the ganav. Because you're just doing it as you want to forgive yourself. So excuses are not tolerable. So it's a Kal V'Chomer. The Kal V'Chomer says the Kavas Levavas. Ma the ganav. That we talk to see he isn't poor. We're talking about ganav who is poor. We are talking about a ganav who taki is poor. He's a pickpocket because he taki is hungry. He is taki starving. That's why he picked your pocket. That's why he mugged you. That's why he held you up. He's taki poor. But nevertheless, the Torah makes no allowances for this. You read yesterday's parsha, Mishpatim, was there any allowance that said, but if you're a ganav because you're poor, you're a ganav because you're very hungry, you're a ganav because you're doing it because you want to, because your mother never shouldn't be a scrub lady, and you want to, you say, Ma, you stay home. I'll never forget that when this goes back to 1985, so one Shabbos into my shul in Miami comes Judge Philip Bloom, Philip Nilane Bloom, as our pair, Philip Nilane Bloom, she's running, I think, for congresswoman, and he's running for judge. How can you elect judges? It's beyond me. How can you elect a judge? Then they come to my shul on Shabbos, they pop into my shul, and they're campaigning on Shabbos. Who invited them? Who asked them to come? They actually have the chutzpah, they want to speak. Shiga. Where? Anyway, so you sit in the back and you behave yourself, you know. I deserve an aliyah. For what? For driving? Anyway, the kids are the knockers. But the judge says to me, you know, after the services, he says, you know, I'm a judge on the bench up in the federal building in Miami, and, you know, I want to invite you to bring your children, if you like, sometime. If you want a little outing, come to my chambers. I want to show you how the justice system works in America. So, I was around Parash Mishpatim, and this, so I'll never forget, Zalmi had a day off, you were probably yeshiva ready, and, you were there, but you didn't come along. You went too? Oh, as he also, okay, I thought it was only Zalmi and his friends. Okay, as he was there too. So I decided, they had a day off one day, and a little while later, I said, okay, we can take him up on it. We'll go to see what the court system is like. So, God, I'll just jump ahead, after they showed us the court system, then they took us to the jail. I don't know if you've ever seen a jail, the pile. When you see a jail, you want to be careful. You don't want to get to jail. You know, people think, jail? No. If they kill me is one thing, but jail is terrible. It is horrible. This is not a federal penitentiary, just, you know, the city jail over there. It's like a zoo. It's like, I never saw such a thing. The lockup pen where they pitch you, you know, just you get a cart, you know, a ticket, and they bring you to the pen. That itself is, it's a fallacy with the worst, lowest people in the world stuck together, 100 people, one holding pen. And then when they put you in the jail vitre, where they're, I can't describe it to you. It was horrible. And he said, show it to your kids and they'll stay straight. No, those kids, those Jewish kids, you got to keep them straight. The kids, it was certainly something. But meanwhile, back to the bench. So it was, the whole system was such a joke, man. I'm not going to give the whole details, but one thing, so he has there, and he's going, he's just knocking off the convictions like this, you know? And a girl comes in and says, oh, I remember you. Didn't you have a boyfriend here a while ago? Yeah. He looks up. Yeah, you were a shtick accomplice of his. Yeah, but you didn't do it. Yeah, you're still... Yeah, your boyfriend, he stole 200 Porsches. He was like the Porsche king of South Florida. He loved to steal Porsches. Let's see, now what are you here for today? Oh, you stole a Porsche now. I thought, why did you steal... You know what happened to him? She says, well... You know, now that you locked up my boyfriend, someone's got to make a living for the family. So I had to steal Porsches. I had to become the Porsche queen. I had to make a living. So she has excuses. So the kid says, the chavis above is the kavachamer. Not the ganav who has an excuse. I had to make a living. I have to live from something, you know. I don't want to go on food stamps, chas v'shalom, you know. I don't want to go on welfare. I'm a dignified person. Welfare. It's being my dignity. I think I steal a Porsche. It's better than welfare, right? So, Madas, the Ganav, has all kinds of excuses. Itak has excuses. Nevertheless, the Torah has no tolerance for this. There's no teretz. And no teretz, paters him, oynish, and teshtume kefel. So, certainly a person who steals from the Rabbinish, shalaylam, the Rebbe Hashem gave us a heart, and he gave us a mind, and he gave us koyach, and he gave us time, and he said, you must serve me, that's why I gave it to you. If we steal it from the Rebbe Hashem, and we misappropriate our mind, and our resources, and our thought, for our own agenda, not for the Rebbe Hashem, we'll be chayav adin v'cheshbon. And that maybe appreciate then why a ganav is chayav, even for a pruta, for one penny, the ganav is chayav. No tirtzim, for one penny, for one piece of bubble gum, the ganav is a ganav. And it's possible to get sold to David Ivry if you can't pay back the bubble gum. So we'll say, I'm a good person. I stole 5 minutes from the Rebbe Hashem. 5 minutes I wasted from the Rebbe Hashem. 5 minutes I got into a Lashon Hara Gab Fest. Rebbe Hashem, I've been learning the whole day. For 23 hours and 55 minutes, I'm learning nonstop. The last 5 minutes, I said, Shtek Lashon. So what, Rebbe Hashem? 23 hours and 55 minutes, it was all for you, Rebbe Hashem. And I fasted the whole day today. And I was learning the whole day, so for 5 minutes, a little bit, I got into a Lashon Hara with somebody. No excuses, not for 5 minutes. A ganav is chayav, afilo apruta. There's no excuses. It's a kal v'chomer. So therefore he says, my dear friend, chaper on every opportunity you have to serve the Rebbein of Shalaylam, because you never know, you might not be here tomorrow. He says, this velt is a yerid. This is another one of his famous mashalim. This velt, so last week, where was everybody on Sunday, Monday? Where's everybody? They were in Sims for the big President's Day bash. So that overrides everything, right? Because the Sims bash is the biggest bash of the year. And Sai and whatever his wife's name is tell us that an educated consumer is the best customer, and all of the educated consumers here decide that they gotta hop around the bash and buy suits and pants and pajamas and everything at the Sims President Day bash. They have to hop around, be there early. And for those who really know, it really started a day earlier, it started on Friday already, you can get pre-bash. And they're waiting for this bash. And you gotta be there, and you gotta run, you gotta get there for the other guys, a lot of competition. You have to chop the bargains, it's a bargain basement. Zagda chayves alavavais, this ganze welt is a bargain basement. The whole world, all the 70, 80 years of our life is one big bargain basement, it's a bargain. Because like the Gra said before he died, he held on to his tzitzis on the third day of Chol HaMoed Sukkot and said, oh, Yazavel, for a few pennies you can buy these strings called tzitzis, and you can transform these little strings into Netzach Netzachim, into eternity. You can make Netzach Netzachim out of these little cheap little strings. You buy them today for a few dollars, and you can make Netzach Netzachim for a good pair of tzitzis. Well, there's time you check your tzitzis properly, making sure you get Netzach Netzachim. Someone just showed me his talis this week, it was puzzle, he's wearing it for years, brachas levat talis, money for everything else. Finally he thought of his talis, thank you very much, but it's a little bit late. Hopefully get a new talis, but it's a little bit late with all the brachas levat talis you made, and all the mitzvahs, you lost, who knows what. It's such a bargain, tzitzis, such a bargain, the whole day you can wear tzitzis, the whole day you wear tzitzis, and you can mamash mitzvahs galore. The veld is a yerid. And it sounds better, Yerid. He said, Oilam HaZed, like Yerid, like the fair. In Europe, there's always the one day fair, Thursday. Everyone gets together. And during the Yerid, you can't bother anybody, because the people are busy. They know it's only for 12 hours, the Yerid. The fair is one very short period of time. He said, the Leipzig Yerid in Europe, there was the Yerid Leipzig was a whole international European Yerid before the Euro dollar. The Leipzig Yerid, Yidden would run to Leipzig. So during the Yerid, you can't talk to somebody. They're busy. What do you go to the Javits? Someone was just here last week, a friend of mine. He was here. He came for the toy convention in the Javits Trade Center. And boy, everyone's hustling and bustling because the biggest toy convention of the world, the toy expo. And everyone has to get customers. You have to buy. You have to expose yourself. And you have to give advertisements. And he's running and running. And everyone's running. It's only 3 days. And they put up their boots. And they're running and they're running. Running because this is the opportunity. The chaper ride only has a couple of days. This the toy fair, the couple of days. She says, the ganze welt just a couple of years, it's nothing. If you chap a rein, if you're busy in this world with Torah mitzvahs, you're so busy, you have no time to shmooze, how much inside, how much I have to go to shi, I have to go to daven, I have to go, I have to go pick a chal, I have no time to talk. So then he says, you'll be breathless in this world, but you'll be very happy in the world to come. But if you just moseyed around this world, you have all the time in the world, and you're just ambling around. You have plenty Sunday today. Plenty of Sunday day off. I went to Refoyer Shir. I went to both Shurim. I spent an hour and a half. Very nice. But what about the rest of Sunday? What happened to the rest of Sunday? But Rabbi, I came to both Shurim, not one Shir, both Shurim. What? It's a whole day Sunday. There's lots more things you can do on Sunday. A lot of little mitzvahs you can do on Sunday. He says, if you take this world easy, then you're going to be very regretful in the world to come. You'll come pretty empty-handed. And therefore, Shlomo Melech says in Kehelet, the last words of Kehelet, "Uzechores bayrecha v'mei b'churasecha adasher lo yavohu yemei hara." Remember your Creator in the days of your bachurus. Now, bachur, people think bachur means a youngster, a teenager. No, bachur is lashon bechira. It means the whole life is called, we're called bachurim. We're all bachurim, our whole life. We are not a yeshiva bachurim. You think not a yeshiva bachurim anymore. You're all yeshiva bachurim. We're all yeshiva. We should feel like yeshiva bachurim. Yeshiva bachurim, the bachurim are busy, Baruch Hashem. They're very busy in the yeshiva. They keep them very busy. If your sons in yeshiva don't keep them busy, take them out of that yeshiva. The yeshiva bachurim is busy, so busy, he has no time to think. He's too busy. And why? Because he has a bechira. He's supposed to choose the right things. He's at the Yerid. The yeshiva is clearly Yerid. It's a big bargain base. Mechaparayim, another Masechta, another Lima, another Mishnah, another Chavis Tavavis, another Musa, another Din, another Zach, another Shmuz, another Shir, another thing. As something, the yeshiva is Tutzach Maisa, the yeshiva. There's bechira. Zuchar es berechim mei bechurei secha. Adeshele yavayu yamera. Before the evil days come, the days when we have no choice anymore, there's nothing to choose. In the world to come, empty. There's nothing to choose. No more mitzvahs. No more free choice. It is the world of cashing in. That world is cashing in. There's nothing. We can't produce anything anymore in that world. We can't have any bargains. This Welt is Welt's bargains. It's bargain town, mamish. Bargains. So remember, he says, while you still have bechira, zechores berechem and bechoresecha, adasher leyavohu yemei hara. This is the 13th meditation of the Chavos Olos. Have a good day, Rabbi Yisai. Thank you for coming. Rabbi Chananya, Bekashu, Mertzik, Adir, Baruch, Lezak, Zizrola, Fichon, Bo, Tar, Mitzvah, Shnevar, Nech, Vesem, Am, Titko, Yagdil, Tar, V'yadir.